Yeah, what's up, all you trifling ass hoes? This is the B-Man with the usual intro. Join the Patreon. Really is going to help keep this show going. It's $5 a month and you get all the extended episodes, which is basically, you know, double episodes. They're all 90 minutes long at least. $5 a month. You also get voice memos with Amanda and any other Patreon exclusive crap we put up there. And it's not crap, it's good. Patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Watch the videos on YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. It doesn't cost nothing. And the more subscribers we have, the more it helps with monetizing the YouTube channel. Watch the videos every now and then. I know this is a podcast, you want to listen to it, but if you get a wild hair up your ass at work or whatever, why put the videos on? We have animation and puppets, and I don't know. I think it's, you know, it's different than most of the podcast videos out there. Buy some merch. Worldrecordpodcast.com. You can buy t-shirts. Use the code BIRTHDAY at checkout, and you get 20% off everything. We have a new Hellman t-shirt that I'll be putting up on the site too. worldrecordpodcast.com, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Go to YouTube. Listen, it's a lot of work, you know. Nothing in life is free. You're not paying to listen to the podcast right now, so you're gonna have some homework, and you're gonna have to get online at work. Go to your job, go to YouTube, subscribe, go to Patreon, join up. $54 for a whole year, that's nothing. I don't care how poor you are. People in third world countries are joining the Patreon. All right. Well, that's it. Thanks for listening anyway. If you want to help support the show, do some of that other stuff too. All right. Now enjoy this crazy ass episode. Peace out. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind.
Right now, listeners get 20% off your first order at dadgrass.com/worldrecord.
That's dadgrass.com/worldrecord for 20% off your first order. Do it!
Why can't instant ramen be good for you? Why can't cup of noodles be good for you?
It can be. Just put some fucking noodles in hot water.
But why is that so bad?
Because it's the soup. It's all sodium.
It's all salt.
Oh, no. Oh, this one took me off guard.
Oh, yeah, what?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the theme music.
Oh, right.
Welcome to another comedy cavalcade of hilarity. Do we sound okay? Does this microphone sound okay?
Yeah, it sounds fine.
Sounds fine, he said.
There's
sounds
a
fine.
Bag of chips in your shop.
Oh, well, that's good, because
we're sponsored by Lay's. Isn't that crazy?
Everybody, before we get started today, Lay's potato chips. We have, you know, there's classic Lay's right here. Zoom in on that. There you go. Classic Lay's. Since 1825, the Lay's family has brought to you, to your family, crispy, all-natural, fresh cut Lay's potato chips.
Healthy, natural.
Nobody does it like Lay's. And then they just introduced this year, barbecue flavored.
Whoa.
So this
that
is a new.
That sounds good. That does sound good.
From the Lay's family, we are pleased to announce a new treat for your family. Lay's barbecue flavored potato chips. Capture the flavor of a backyard barbecue and take a trip with every bite to the 4th of July out on the beach and down in Austin, Texas, Franklin's Barbecue. If you can't make it down there, get a bag of Lay's barbecue flavored potato chips.
I like this. Let me see it really quick. I love this. Look, there's like a little brush over here that's got a little bit of barbecue sauce on it. Here's a little ramekin of barbecue sauce, and here's the chips down there. So it's kind of showing you that what they do in the factory is they just kind of dip it. Right? They just sort of dip it and then they kind of brush it over the chip.
Don't say how it's made. Okay. It's barbecued flavored and it captures the spirit of the American spirit in every bag of barbecue flavored potato chips.
Hold on, let me see the yellow one really quick. This is interesting also, because if you just look at the packaging's interesting to me, because it's like, it's just yellow. And there's like a picture of a potato over here. Shows you kind of how they're made. You just chop them up and put them in the fryer.
Yeah, okay. Don't listen to her part.
That's how they make them.
Proud Lay's Potato Chips is proud to announce their sponsorship of the World Record
You know
podcast.
That you're going to get the classic flavor if you get the yellow bag. That's the branding that I think is really smart with them. Yellow means classic.
Yeah. And then the new flavor.
New flavor. I've never heard of this flavor, and it sounds like it's good. You want to just try a chip?
There's a phone number to call.
See what it tastes like?
There's a phone number to call.
Sure.
Okay, just drink your beer, alcoholic.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and it's 11:30 here. Ooh, God, that's like 12% alcohol.
Okay.
Shit. Probably gonna get fucked up.
Welcome to Consumer Relations. All calls will be recorded for quality and
Great.
Training purposes.
We'll record
Good.
Them on our end,
Uberies,
too.
Please press 1. Wait. For donation requests, please press 2. For all other inquiries, please press 3.
Should we get donation requests? Ask for free chips?
Yes.
For Frito-Lay?
Yes. Oh, this is nice.
Why don't you play along with it?
A little flute action.
Consumer relations representatives are assisting other callers.
Busy day.
We appreciate your patience.
Busy day.
Continue to hold for the next available representative.
It's a busy day at Frito-Lay. Gonna suck on my dick. Aww. Gonna go gay. Gonna suck on dicks because I am gay. I'm a big fat gay guy all day. I weigh 300 pounds. I like to suck on dicks. I weigh 300 pounds. Let me give your dick a lick. I weigh 300 pounds. I'm a big fat gay guy. And I float
you
down
know, have
the
you
river.
Ever got, have you ever gotten your dick sucked by a gay guy?
Yeah.
It's probably really good. Because they what's interesting is that they
to find more information about our products, please visit our website.
It's like they're familiar with the already.
Exactly. That's exactly. You took the
It's like they're playing with the same equipment. Listen, I'm not gay, but if I was, I would suck a mean dick.
There's a little creature down here. Wants
okay,
to come
let's
up.
Focus on doing a podcast.
She's on my leg.
Stop. I killed a hooker last night. Did I tell you that?
No. When?
Would you be more mad if I had sex with a hooker or killed a hooker?
Probably had sex with one.
Really?
We apologize.
No, I'd be pretty mad if you killed one, because then you'd have to go to jail.
No, because I would get away with
longer.
It.
How?
Because I'm smart. I can get away with
well,
any
just
crime.
Just lay out the plan.
All right. Well, number one, prostitutes, no one cares about them, so it's easy to just kill them.
Okay, wait. I was looking up something for this elementary, our local elementary school.
About and, the you know, if you're a prostitute near an elementary school, you get double jail time?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I got my dick sucked in a schoolyard once.
Okay.
By the school janitor.
One of the teachers.
Please visit our website.
One of the teachers a few years ago, I forgot.
.com.
She got arrested in a hit and run. She hit a hobo on his bike.
A hobo.
Homeless man. And got arrested. But I'm like, why didn't you just call the police?
She's
and I'm
probably
thinking,
drunk.
Oh, that's true. But also, the homeless guy was probably, like...
drunk, too.
Yeah. It's just... don't ever run away from a crime. Like, they always do that in movies. Don't do that.
Well, counterpoint. Always run away from a crime. Because your chances of getting away are zero if you turn yourself in.
I guess, like, if it's an accidental death, right? Like, what's that stupid movie? It's so bad. It's like... Bachelorette Night or something.
Oh, Schindler's List.
Night with like Scarlett Johansson and the girl from Broad City. It's so bad. Yeah, Schindler's List.
And what? It's so bad, but you watch
they
it.
They kill,
day.
Like a hooker dies on accident and they're like, oh, we have to like cover up the crime. It's like easily the
Is
most.
Tiffany Haddish in that?
No, that movie's actually funny. But obviously the easiest thing to do would call the police and be like, yeah, this stripper like fell on his head.
To find more information about our products, please visit our website.
But then there would not be a movie, I guess. Damn, like what's going on at the corporation that you have to be on hold for so long?
It's, they handle a lot of products.
Like what? Name one besides Lay's chips. Give me a break.
That's another sneaky thing they do. You know how you see, like, you go to the store and it's like, yeah. Aunt Vicky's homemade potato chips. Like, and it looks like the bag's drawn with a fucking crayon or whatever.
It's still Lay's, though.
Retarded Aunt Vicky's.
We apologize for the delay. Your call is important.
Sorry, you
to
can't
us.
Say retarded.
Thanks for holding a bit longer.
You know what they should do in the grocery store? They should, like, group products by brand.
And
this
they
is
should
everything
only, you know what,
Lay's.
You know what else they should do?
Coca-Cola, what?
They should group races together and only let one race at a time go shopping.
That would make things a lot smoother.
Yeah.
At least for our group, when our group goes through.
Yeah, it'll be very efficient when our group gets called.
I'm not going to say what group we are. If you're just listening, you won't
One-eighth Cherokee. That's
exactly.
What I am.
I'm Eastern European, so that's vague enough to be really.
That's like Ukraine, dog. You're Ukrainian.
Exactly. So you
can't. .com.
I got to support the Ukraine.
Is that still going on? I forgot about it.
Yeah, the money laundering scheme that the government's running. Yeah, that's still happening, I guess. Well, no, it seems like that's kind of died down. I guess they gave them all the money that they wanted. It is funny how they, well, whatever. It's pointless.
Yeah, don't get on politics. I've heard from a trusted source that they don't like when you start.
Who said that?
It's a trusted source.
We apologize for the
It's anonymous.
Your mom?
Is important to
yeah, right.
Thanks
Who?
For holding a bit longer.
I'm not telling you.
You have to tell me.
No, I don't.
Yeah, tell me. Because you're making it up. Dumbass soup bitch. She's a soup bitch. She smells like soup. She's a soup bitch.
I do want to eat my soup.
All right, well, I guess we're not going to get anyone on the phone here.
How long have we been on hold anyway?
6 minutes.
Are there any doctors that listen to this podcast? If you're a doctor, can I describe you my symptoms?
Yeah, I smell like shit. Here, I'll be you.
To find more information about
like
our products, please visit our website at www.com.
I know for a fact I don't smell like shit.
How would you know?
Because I go to great lengths to make sure my body is clean. And my ass. Well, I wipe it, of course.
Yeah, you don't smell like shit. I love you, baby.
You'd
beautiful.
Never say anything nice like that
you
to me until
beautiful.
This one hour
you.
We're on this show that's recorded.
You're beautiful and I love you. And I say that every morning.
Brendan's already picking which of the moms at our kids' school he's going to cheat on me with.
For the delay.
Yeah, that's one thing. Oh, I've been meaning to tweet that. Is first day of school is good for the kids, but also great for the dads loading up their spank banks with new MILFs and teachers.
That is funny. You should tweet
just
that.
Make it. I just made a deposit into the spank bank with a bunch of new MILFs and a few teachers.
All
too.
You need is the first and last name. Look them up on Instagram. Find some bikini pics. Fucking go to town downtown,
yeah.
Just smacking around.
Rough up the suspect. Punch clown.
Thank you for calling.
Hey.
How may I help you today?
Thank God. We've been on hold for like 10 minutes. You guys are busy over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How may I help you today, sir? Thank you for being so patient.
Oh, no problem. And I have my assistants on the line here, too.
Hi.
Hellman.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
We were calling this is for donations, it said. To get like chips donated to our.
Right now at the moment the company isn't donating.
Oh, okay.
So what I can do, I can send you out some free coupons and I can get your information put down. That way when they do donations, you can be already on the list.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah. For like a nonprofit, would you supply chips to like
yes.
COVID Strong is our nonprofit. Have you heard of COVID Strong?
We do. Honestly, no.
We are... I Am COVID was the slogan for, it was, we had a lot more going on when COVID was really kind of in high gear.
Yeah, now that it's kind of died down, there's not much for us to do, but we're still out on the streets, knocking door to door, making sure that
people know COVID
awareness
COVID.
Is, yep, it's still there. People are still being conscious, masking.
So that's
following
kind of the
guidelines. I mean,
because you have all these testing sites too. That's kind of the pickle that we're in, is because, like, you know, we started this whole organization and now it's like, well, we're not going to just close our organization down because COVID's gone. Like, we have to,
continue. We have to
do
push
something.
Through.
We got like,
we
you know, 70
right.
employees.
We got to fight for what's right. We got to pay our employees. So we're trying to come up with some sort of a scheme or
well,
maybe we I shouldn't be talking.
Well,
about
not a
that.
Scheme, but like, it's kind of, I mean, it's bad, but it's, you know, the monkeypox stuff. And I guess they're trying to get polio going.
Yeah.
So,
they're trying to get something going. Yeah, where it's like monkeypox. Give me a break.
It's not real. Yeah. And it's also kind of, that's our problem, is like COVID is like, it sounds more serious. Like, anything with the word monkey in it just kind of sounds funny to me.
Yeah, I think monkeypox, it makes me honestly laugh for a second.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, there's a monkey?
Yeah, I kind of picture like Curious George, like riding a tricycle juggling or something, where it's like, oh, that's monkeypox.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a monkey circus or something.
If they made it something like lion pox, then I would be scared. I'd be
or
like, oh my God.
Snake pox.
Right.
Snake pox.
Yeah, but we can give you our...
I could take one of your names. Yeah, and then take a phone number or an email down.
Okay. Did you want our mailing address?
Yes, I'll take that first.
Okay. It's COVID Strong.
Got it.
P.O. Box 27794. Los Angeles, California. 90027.
And may I have the city and state again? I'm sorry.
Los Angeles, California.
Got it.
City of dreams. City of angels.
Yeah. P.O. Box 27794. Los Angeles, California. 90027. COVID Strong. Attention, Hellman, maybe. Yeah. Oh, Hellman will get it. Wait. What's so funny about that?
Got it. Okay.
Yo, A-Train, have you ever just been too damn high?
Yes.
Well, with today's weed, it can be a dangerous game, and we don't always have to play reefer roulette when we're looking to light up. Dadgrass is reviving the pleasure of casual smoke so you can chill out without the stress. I have gotten way too high on numerous occasions. Anybody who smokes pot, especially with the crazy weed that's out there now, you know what I'm talking about. You can get paranoid, have a little hit at a party, or even at home watching a movie, and then you get all inside your head, night's ruined. Dadgrass is like a nice, cool, mellow high.
All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S.
Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/world record.
Go to dadgrass.com/world record for 20% off your first order.
That's dadgrass.com/world record. And they have all this stuff. Dadgrass Classic Formula, CBD tincture, the pre-rolled joints. Go to their website, /world record, get 20% off, check it out, get you some stuff. It's legal everywhere.
Now, back to our program.
And would you like it to leave any special notes? I have the company's name down.
Would you say, like, happy birthday or something? Or, like, thanks so much for
Or just
notes.
So what's the coupon for? Just, like, free chips or something?
Yes, I can send y'all a couple of free product coupons. That way you can purchase some coupons.
Yeah.
And then also, I can let you know about our website. It's called .com.
Oh.
And that's just
how'd you
a
get
website
that?
Where you get the build. You get to build your own variety pack, pretty much. And
no
you,
kidding.
Build it up with any product.
Wow.
So it doesn't only have to be chips. Just, you know, give you heads.
So, do you guys do soda?
No, soda? That will be with Pepsi.
Oh, Pepsi. Now, you guys are, is and Pepsi one company, basically, or you're two separate?
Well, we work together, yeah. But they deal with the drinks and we deal with the snacks.
Yeah. Now, could somebody just live off of Pepsi products and products? Probably, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's drinks and food.
So, food and
possible.
Drinks.
Yeah.
I mean, would it be the healthiest lifestyle? No. Do most people already live off of products? Yes.
Yeah. And who owns, doesn't Pepsi own Taco Bell or KFC or something?
I'm not exactly sure. Hmm.
Well, we're having a big function for COVID strong event, and that's why we were hoping to get like the coupons that you're sending. Will that be enough to feed like 30 people?
Well, the coupons that I'm sending out, they're just about $4.29 a piece, and I'm sending you two out.
Okay.
For our samples.
And then we could just go ham.
You should be able to go in on the box. Yeah.
And we'll just go ham on that.
Fucking ham on that.
Yeah.
I'm craving some snacks, baby.
Well, we'll have snacks. That's what we're going to do. It's kind of all the top donors. We're having them come. So
our investors, yeah. Well, there's an important meeting that we have for the investors.
Yeah, it's a write-off. It's a tax write-off. So we get a lot of rich men and women.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the women are just married to rich guys, but they donate, they write us fat checks. Is there a way to get, and I know these are just coupons, but how like when you win a sweepstakes and you get a giant check? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a big...
Well, I'm not sure if they're doing that.
Well, no, but I was saying, do they ever make coupons, like big coupons to like present to someone? Because maybe we could do... Oh, we could go to Kinko's maybe and just make a copy of the coupon and blow it up.
Yeah.
And then put foam board behind it. Yeah.
I remember using those trifold foam boards all the time in school, making presentations and science fairs.
Did you ever
make
a giant check, though?
No, but I think it's the perfect size. I mean, it's a rectangle.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can present. Now, is there any kind of laws against, like, making a like if we made a copy of one of the coupons and blew it up real big and made like a giant coupon that we could present to somebody as like a gift?
I that shouldn't be illegal. You know what I always say? It's better to ask for forgiveness, not for permission.
Yeah.
I can find out for you just to be on the safe side.
You're probably not allowed to copy the coupons, but if it's a big...
But you can't, but it doesn't matter
because
you can only scan the barcode once. So it's not it's not like a counterfeit coupon. It's the barcode.
Is that how it works? You scan the barcode once?
Well, I personally don't deal with the coupons. Mm-hmm. I just pretty much put them in on my end and send them out. And then I have a whole nother department that sends out the coupons. So I honestly couldn't even tell you exactly what they look like.
Damn, that company is probably...
That's huge. Where are you based out of?
That's huge.
Where are you right now?
well, the company is in but I'm in Texas.
Oh, yeah?
Yes,
hot down there, huh?
Oof.
Oof.
Yes, it is.
Let me get, are you in Houston?
Yes, sir.
Oh, see, first guess.
This guy used to live in Austin, so he knows a little bit about.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm familiar with that area as well.
Yeah, live music capital of the world. Okay.
You know who's from Houston? Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, did you know Beyonce's from Houston?
Of course.
Did you ever meet her?
My uncle went to high school with her. No,
what?
I've never met her in person.
Does she ever come back? She should go back to Houston and do, like, free concerts or something, or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be nice.
That would.
That would be really nice. Can I get someone's last name? That way, when these coupons are sent out, they can be in a name? Or did you want it to be COVID strong?
It could be the company, or you could make it out to Hellman.
Hellman Strong.
Okay.
It's our last name is Strong. We're a married couple, too.
Brendan and Hellman Strong.
Okay. Aww.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah,
we've
it was
been
our
married
anniversary.
For 25 years.
Yeah.
Oh, that's congratulations.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
You know, sometimes we tell people that and
they don't say congratulations.
They just go, oh, that's nice. Or like,
or they don't say anything.
Yeah,
they're
they
like,
just go,
mm-hmm. They keep typing.
It's like, hello, aren't you going to say congrats? Come on.
Oh, I don't. If you don't mind, can I get the P.O. box number one more time? I just hit back button and erased some of it off, so I want to make sure I put it back in correctly.
It's P.O.
box. P.O. box number.
27794.
Okay, 27794.
Yeah, in Los Angeles.
P.O., post office.
Yes, 99027, correct?
That's right. No, no, 90027.
Oh, 90027. Yeah. Got it. I'm glad I said that out loud.
Great.
Now let me save that. Okay, and you both are all set.
Okay.
You should receive those coupons within the next 7 to 14 business days by mail. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I don't...
I think that's pretty much all that I wanted out of this phone call. So, yeah, I think that's...
Well, we were hoping to get, like, a few boxes, but whatever.
That's all right. Next time.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be able to send out any actual products.
Yeah, yeah.
I would be able to do.
That's okay.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm so...
Look what I just...
Well-versed.
I just found this. Did you know that? Do you know Joe Coy and Chelsea Handler broke up?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I just got this on my computer.
Therapy and understanding that.
This is Chelsea Handler. It's a clip someone just sent me.
Chelsea Handler is trying to find hope in her heartbreak following the news of her split from boyfriend Joe Coy.
Oh my God. Can you believe that?
She sounded really upset. That's crazy.
Wow.
He has a new film coming out. It's called Easter Sunday.
Wow. Did you know that? Chelsea Handler and Joe Coy.
I wasn't aware of that.
Well, this will be one of those things where we remember where we were when we found out.
Just like Michael Jackson.
Right.
Michael Jackson, the space shuttle blowing up.
You know where I remember? I remember where I was when I heard Heath Ledger died. I was in my mom's car, like, waiting for her when she went into the bank, and on the radio they said that he died. And I was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember JFK, though.
I wasn't born then.
I don't remember Michael Jackson either.
I remember Michael Jackson.
Where were you?
I was at a thrift store in Alaska.
That's the fakest story I've ever heard.
It's not fake.
Thrift store in Alaska.
I was with Shaley.
You know where I was? I was at a nail salon in Russia, in Moscow, when I heard.
Oh, really?
Mm.
When the space shuttle blew up, you know where I was?
Where?
The Bunny Ranch outside of Las Vegas.
All right, you don't have to remind me about that. I don't want to remember that.
Do you remember where you were for any big events? Like 9, what was it? 9/12? What was that one?
9/11.
Oh, 9/11, yes.
Yeah, I was in school, in class.
Me too. I remember my dad getting a call. My dad calling my mom saying, turn on the TV. And I was like, what is this? And then I went to school. I was in fourth grade.
Hmm.
Everyone was like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. Can we get back to class?
Yeah, I was like, who cares?
Can we get back to art class? I don't give a shit about what the two planes exploding.
Well, yeah, well, now we have Chelsea Handler and Joe Coy, so.
Add that to the fucking list, am I right?
That sucks.
Well, I want to hear more about what's going on with Chelsea Handler, so we'll let you go, man.
I guess we'll let you go. Yeah, this is kind of our thing.
It was nice.
There's probably people waiting.
Conversation.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. It was nice talking to you. And hey,
you too.
Say hi to Beyonce next time you see her.
I sure will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Y'all have a good one. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, are you still there?
Oh.
I
wanted to play this song before we left, but I didn't know what it was called.
What song?
This one.
Yes. So crazy right now. Most
incredibly. And a lot of people don't know.
It's your boy, Young.
Here's something a lot of people don't know. That song's called Crazy in Love.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know. That was her first solo single.
A lot of people don't know the name of it. But if you want to try and find that.
Go deep in your eyes, touching me more, more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go.
Oh, you want to hear Chelsea Handler? Sorry.
Two, three times.
So I guess he broke up with her? Let's get the story.
I mean, she
the
sounds...
comedian gets emotional as she talks about the breakup on Glennon Doyle's podcast, We Can Do Hard Things.
How are you right now in this moment?
I'm okay. I mean, I feel, you know, optimistic about
Glennon Doyle's podcast.
That's a Aaron, one you know person's about this? Name.
No, it looks like two idiots, two dumb women with annoying voices. You know what's funny is how you're not allowed to say women are annoying anymore.
Glennon or Glenn
Aaron,
and?
Do you know about Aaron's passed out or something? He no said he was idea. Jacking off to pictures of a girl who used to work here.
No.
So well, he's probably all tired from that. He said that
he does sound really relaxed.
Him and his wife got in a fight this morning because they're out of lotion. Aaron's wife.
Leah doesn't listen to this, does she? I mean, I wouldn't
nobody
think
listens
that she does. That is a good point, actually.
All Things Comedy doesn't even know this exists. I tag them in every Instagram
when
post.
When we come in, they're like, oh, are you here to fix the AC?
They're or? Like, oh, the toilet people are here to fix the toilet.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I forgot. I made a toilet appointment here. Huh? The toilet's right this way.
Yeah.
We're like, no. We do a podcast here.
I've been doing podcasts with you for 11 years. Oh, I don't know. We've never promoted it or anything.
That's
so we wouldn't.
Weird.
We wouldn't be aware
you're a comedian.
Of any of the three
that, like, I remember Brendan said that, and they're like, wait, you're a comedian. Brendan's like, yeah, I mean, I know you guys personally. Like, I've been in business with you for 11 years.
Yeah, they're like, doesn't ring a bell.
Interesting.
Could you get out of the way, please? We have a new... statue of Bert Kreischer we're unveiling tomorrow.
He's got taco meat all over his
it's
belly.
Made out of taco meat and gold. And then Bobby Lee's going to parachute in for the ATC gala event.
That we're not invited to. I mean, we could go, but
you
we have
go,
to stay
you'd
in
have
the bathroom.
To pay and stuff.
Yeah, we're not... the bathroom attendants if we go.
You have to pay $100. Hmm. Aaron, do you know about this podcast?
I do know about this podcast.
Okay.
It's very funny.
What? Hold on. You're telling me women can be funny on a podcast?
Oh, I thought you meant world record podcast.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, that was nice.
Aaron's
then.
Not playing with a full deck over there.
No, Aaron was.
Hold on.
Nice.
Let's find out what the name of this podcast is.
Glennon Doyle.
Thanks.
That's a name.
How are you right now in this moment?
Could you
How
imagine you? Listening to that
voice? Pause it like, really quick.
People tune in and listen to that voice for an hour.
How are you?
How are you in this moment?
Have you heard of that Call Her Daddy podcast? That's even
you
worse.
Send me the clips of that. Isn't that what your friend listens to?
Because she talks like, yeah, I like to suck and fuck. And you're just like, ugh, God.
Where's the, I mean. I
guess, up.
It's about the breakup on Glennon Doyle's podcast.
Do you know about Glennon Doyle's podcast?
No.
Glennon Doyle.
Know about all the podcasts.
You should know every podcast. I thought that was part of your job.
Aaron listens to all podcasts.
Everyone
bunch of
that's
podcasts.
It. Everyone
do
that's
hard things.
How are you right now in this moment?
How are you
I'm
right
okay,
now in
okay.
this moment?
I mean, I feel you know optimistic about the future now. I've changed so much, mm-hmm. and I've loved my love was like so big that it just blew me open. And as painful as the ending of something like that is, I'm so. well-versed in therapy and understanding that every door shutting is a new beginning, and I do believe it. I don't think that's horse.
Chelsea also Yikes. Shares that she's proud of the way she has handled the difficult situation.
I think that when you know, when you have the grounding and the courage to say, you know, that something isn't working, you're saying a lot
who
more
broke
than
up with who?
The whole world, you know, and
they're
you're
so vague. It's
that
like
are going to be
it gives
workable and more
false view of what a breakup's like
and what you're available for. And so
I think she turns 40 really this year too. So it's going to be,
I was going to say, isn't she like 50?
No.
Crying about a breakup. It's like, grow up, bitch.
Let's go on her Wikipedia. Let's play a game. How old is Chelsea? How old is Chelsea Handler?
46.
Think so?
Yes.
Higher or lower? Aaron?
She's higher than that.
On her Wikipedia. Not her real age, her Wikipedia age.
Oh, Chelsea Handler doesn't have a Wikipedia page.
That's convenient.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to say it says she's like 44. I'm going to say under 46.
Okay, I'm saying 46.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna go under. Aaron's gonna go over.
Yeah.
Says she's 47. Still knocked 10
years. Does it really?
Yeah, it says still knocked 10 years off.
That's crazy. It says that she's 47?
She was born in 1975.
That's crazy.
It's funny, too. Like, look at this picture of her from 2016. The six-year-old photo. She looks like a 47-year-old mom. And she's 6 years, so she's 41 in that photo.
No way.
Well, we shouldn't make fun. We shouldn't talk about her. We have a lot of mutual friends. I actually went to her. I wound up at a Christmas party that she was having, like, I guess for her show.
What?
Well, Natasha's friends with her.
Natasha's friends with everybody.
Yeah. She sent a case of vodka to Natasha's house one time. I guess Natasha would go to do that show, I guess. Maybe Moshe did, too. Her Chelsea Handler show.
Yeah. That's just funny,
That's
though.
That's A-Train scratching her head into the microphone,
what
folks.
Time, how old does it say you are on your Wikipedia? I know it's lower than what you really are. For sure.
Not on my Wikipedia.
Go check.
What, did you change it or something?
I never changed it, no. But I do think it's a little bit younger than how old you really are.
I don't think so. It says my right age.
And what's that?
34. Right on the money.
So a lot of people don't know your age like that.
A lot of people don't know about this song here.
It's your girl. Oh no. She's like shaking her ass.
Where is this film? It's in Houston?
It looks like LA, like
in the
gutter.
It does look like LA. Looks like when I talk to my friends
so quietly, who would think he...
Okay, nobody wants to hear it.
Then why do you keep playing it?
Because a lot of people don't know about it. That's why.
Okay.
Oh, here, I got the Pizza Rat song somebody sent us. Now I forget his name. Trevor Jones, I think. Remember we couldn't download it before?
Yeah.
Well, here I downloaded it. Or I got it. I figured it out on another
computer. Oh, wow. Amazing. Yeah. That's crazy.
It is crazy. Listen to this beat.
Whoa. That's deep.
That's kind of like the Beyonce beat. Someone numb and say me not now. Say me right now. Oh, shit. It's getting better. Building. It's like, what's that guy's name? Dario Argento.
Dario Argento.
Yeah. Kind of like that.
This is Pizza Rat?
It's, my name is Pizza Rat. Shout out to my mom. There were two files, but I don't know if it was the same. I don't know. It looks like this is pretty long. Well, I guess we can talk over it, no offense. You know what? I don't know if he used any of the stems of the Pizza Rat song. Which is, fine. You can write pizza. Oh, we forgot to ask the lady. We got to ask everybody every episode.
All right.
If they remember Pizza Rat. Should we change the name of the podcast to Do You Remember Pizza Rat?
You already have one. That's Do You Know Who Jason Segel Is?
I know.
Pizza Rat. There we go.
Oh, shit.
Here it goes.
Pizza Rat. I'll upload. I should.
Remember Pizza Rat?
I'll put all the Pizza Rat songs on the Patreon so everyone has them.
Remember Pizza Rat?
Check, check, check. There was a rat. He lived down in the subway.
Pizza Rat?
Got some pizza.
There we go.
And he carried it away. Up the stairs, he took the pizza in his mouth, and he's gonna take it outside, out, gonna get it to his lair, and eat all the cheese, bring it to his family, they will get on their knees and say, thank you, Pizza Rat,
thank you, Pizza Rat.
I don't remember. remember this one.
Yes, it's good. This isn't even halfway over.
It's long.
It's a long song. Send your Pizza Rat remixes to Frank Cum. FrankCum69@gmail.com. And we have the stems, I guess, on the Patreon. The stems are there.
What's stems?
It's like all the different tracks. So you can remix it. You know what I'm saying?
I know, baby.
So you can remix it.
Oh, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout out to my mom.
Is that you, Phil? My mom's always had two jobs. You know, she raised me right. I see my mom working so hard, and I gotta treat her right. I
that's from Pizza Rat?
Yeah.
Off the streets and into the sewers. I don't care if you do her. That's my mom, and she raised me right.
Pizza Rat was raised right. This has got like a Beastie Boys breakdown kind of vibe to it.
Just a little dog wants to come
up.
Yeah,
just dog. Can I pick her up?
Gonna feed my pizza and my whole family. Gonna eat pizza courtesy of me.
Patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast and you can get the stems there. I can.
That's where you can get stems.
Seeds and stems.
That's where you can get the stems.
Put them smoking on the weed. Just give me a seed. Just give me some weed. Don't give me some seeds.
Just give me that weed.
And put it down in your bunty.
It's my grandma in heaven, I send a shout-out.
Oh, yeah.
Heaven's pizza's for you too, Grandma. I know you're up there in red heaven.
Tina, stop.
I'm bringing this pizza home in your memory. Cause it's me. One pizza, one pizza.
This is epic.
One pizza.
Dude, that's my piano. One pizza.
Is it? Oh! Oh, no!
What did you do?
It was. I'm playing it through my
pepperoni,
notes app.
Onion, mushrooms, bell peppers.
What are we just naming pizza toppings now?
Hamburger sausage.
I guess.
Vegan. All kinds of pizza. That's what I want to eat. I don't discriminate against the pizza. As long as anything bigger than me, because I gotta feed my family. I gotta feed my family.
Pizza Rat did a good thing for his family.
Yeah. Pizza Rat brought pizza home to his family. So that's, yeah, if you want to make your own Pizza Rat remix, we'll send you the stems. Email Frank Cum. Or just go on the Patreon. I think they're up there. Now, what should we do now? There's more Joe Coy.
Yeah, let's go back to Joe Coy.
It looks like
quick.
TMZ caught him at the airport. You want to see what Joe Coy has to say?
Yeah.
Joe Coy, who, by the way, and listen, I have no beef with Joe Coy.
He blocked you on Twitter.
I'm blocked by him on Twitter. Which I don't know
you
if
you probably fucked with him back in the day, I think.
Why would I fuck with Joe Coy?
Because you're annoying. And you
I mean, I know
that.
I'm annoying, but here's the thing. I generally only, quote-unquote, fuck with people if I'm friends with them.
You trolled him.
I don't think I have ever done that. It's
well, maybe
not my
he knows
style.
That we talk about him every episode well, that's, of the podcast.
We don't talk about him every episode, but the Beverly Mysterious episode,
was
we talked about
Joe
him,
Coy.
But we didn't, nobody's slamming Joe. Are we saying anything negative about Joe Coy? We're talking about his movie. I mean, there is, and I talk about how he sold out 80 shows in a row at the
Yeah, only
Irvine
because
Improv.
He's Filipino. That's the
I didn't say it's only because
button.
He's Filipino. Well, do you see how he's other marketing the movie? It's like it's all like if you're Filipino, you have to go see this movie. It's basically every commercial.
Oh,
like, look, if you're
it.
Filipino, you have to see this movie. So now we got that out of the way. Everyone else should see the movie too. But
especially well, if you're Filipino, you'll get it.
Filipino representation first and foremost, which is great. I'm not against Filipino
yes,
representation.
Are. Yes, you are.
Filipino representation.
Filipino
is sweeping the nation. Easter Sunday in the theater. Now I'm going to go and get gay with her. Well, I did that voice because you pointed out that you're like, oh, I like when you do that. What did you call it? I don't know, just when I do that. When you're
yeah,
like,
you always
and you pull down your panties.
Let me see your panties.
It's like the insane with the membrane. Filipino representation.
Filipino representation.
Let's get the beat for this.
The dog. We brought our dog into the
she's
studio.
Annoying.
And she's licking the recycling bin. She wants me to pick her up.
Yeah. So she's a smart dog because she knows how to be annoying
to the point where you're like, all right,
okay, I'll do what you want me to do.
Yes.
And it's like it does feel. I know it's like immature or something. But I do feel like I don't want to get pushed around by a 12-pound dog.
She pushes you around.
Aaron picked her up, so yeah. I can hear her collar. In
you
the
can
microphone.
Take it off, Aaron. You can take off her collar.
Yeah, take it off.
I'm having too much fun.
Yeah, take her.
Yeah,
collar
scratch
off.
Your neck and scratch jingle her collar scratch at the same time.
Dog. It's keeping her quiet.
Yeah.
Well, you know what would be a fun episode of the podcast if we just euthanized her
on the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing.
She's
okay.
She's on mic, but she will not say anything.
Oh, good.
Ew, God, she's the most disgusting.
All right,
mouth.
Don't talk about my dog like that.
Well, she does. If
don't talk about my dog like that. You don't talk about my dog like that.
I'll
come down, give you a
slap. Like that.
Don't wrap. Don't wrap over me.
I'll talk about your dog and your panties.
Don't wrap over me. That's my number one pet peeve. Number two.
Don't wrap over me and my pet peeve.
Okay, here I'm going to do a beat. Okay.
Okay, that's your. What's your second pet peeve?
Aaron scratching his
I cannot get
neck.
The ramen noodles out of my mind. It's all I want to eat. It's all I want to do is eat my ramen.
All right. What was that?
I don't know.
Is the dog over
Tina
here
Tina probably
now?
Did something.
She's still next to me.
Oh.
It sounded like something fell off my chair.
Yeah. You're the most annoying person ever walked the face of the earth.
I didn't do anything.
Okay.
What happened to you? Love me. I'm beautiful.
You're beautiful
I get
and
it.
I love you.
No, you don't.
I have an annoying fetish.
This is any of my of the male listeners out there, I'll go out with you. All you have to do is say one nice thing about me. I'll go out with you.
Okay, you're pretty.
No, not you.
I'm listening. I'm a male listener. I'm a male.
I'm not going out with you. We're not friends anymore.
I'm a male. I have pubes and a penis. And I gotta go meet us. Down at the Applebee's, cause you're gonna get down on your knees.
Oh, that's too fast. It's too soon. You know, the Tiger Belly, they broke up in their relationship.
Do they still do the podcast together?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, can you confirm this?
See, so we can do that. We could break up.
I have not heard that, so I don't
know. Well, yep. She was talking about it on her other podcast, so part of it seems like a publicity stunt, sort of.
Well, whatever. You're such a conspiracy theorist. What was I doing? Oh, yeah.
It's a way to promote both of her podcasts, saying that they broke up. She's saying she broke up on one podcast and
what's
then they
wrong?
Talk about it on the other one.
If you're listening, what's wrong with our podcast? How does every other podcast have 1.2 million
downloads? It
doesn't.
Not every other podcast does.
Every single other
one.
There's
a handful of them.
There's the one. There's
you
the
just
guys,
happen to know
the
people
boys,
who do it.
The fat boys where
yeah,
they
the
go around the restaurants
and they
or whatever.
Eat fucking deep fried food and they're fucking fat, obese fucks. I think that's what it's called.
They have broken up, apparently.
The fat boys?
Well, the fat fucks?
Most of them have died. But Bobby and Kalila have broken up.
Told you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's all.
Because
news.
She was talking about it on the other one that she does with Annie Lederman.
Trash Tuesday. Which also, Monkey. All Things Comedy.
It is?
Yeah.
I bet All Things Comedy promotes that.
For sure. I mean, it's their claim to fucking fame at this point. Why aren't we more famous? This is a good beat for like a angry, like a fuck you, All Things Comedy, you fucking suck. No, I shouldn't say that.
I've been through this. I've been down this path with
All Things Comedy
multiple times where I kind of email them. I'm like, guys, I look through your Instagram feed. You post old clips of
Why don't we play it? Play.
And then like
channel
never,
it. Don't say it. Channel it into your
you
rap.
Do
dude.
The rap. Do
you
the rap.
Do you rap.
Do rap.
Why aren't we on your Instagram page? Why don't you tweet us anymore? Huh? Guess what? All Things Comedy. We're still on your network. So why don't you work for us? We are never on your feed. It's like we don't exist, and that's not fair.
Never on your feed, only Bobby Lee.
Go, Brandon.
All Things Comedy posts old clips of Mitch Hedberg's stand-up.
Why?
All Things Comedy only promotes the podcasts with 2 million listeners or more.
That kind of podcast doesn't even need publicity. They have 2 million listeners, but we only have 3. Why don't you post us more so people will hear us? That would be good. What the fuck?
I email you guys every few months. Then you do a couple retweets and you say goodbye, dunce. Cause that's how you see me, just a dunce in the corner. But then I go, oh no, gonna go get a whore.
Dick, do I have to suck so we get more famous? Cause I'll suck them right now if that's what it takes.
She's not gonna suck on your dick cause we're married with kids and that is really sick.
We're not really married and I'll suck anyone who will make me famous. Son of a gun.
She won't suck just anyone off. You gotta be special. So don't just get in line and sit and get a pencil.
If you can help our career, I'll suck you off. I'll put my finger in your butt if that's what you like.
Even if you're homeless, she'll suck you off.
No.
If you got 5 friends, she'll suck you all off. If you're on
I'll go
a
like
bus,
this. I'll go like this.
She'll suck you off.
One at a time. It'll be like one suck. It'll just keep going around.
Get on the Greyhound bus to Bakersfield. She'll suck everyone off.
On the bus. If you say that I'll get famous, then I will make you bust. I won't. You don't have to show me no credentials and no nothing. Just tell me that you know what I want. And then I'll suck you off. Chomp, chomp. I'll chomp your dick. I'll bite it off.
Bite your dick off. Lick off.
It is kind of crazy how men are so trusting in that act when I could so easily bite it very hard.
What are you're like... Yeah.
I'll bite your dick off.
Okay. For the full uncut episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. For the full uncut episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.